News. I'm Laura Winters.
The spirit of this community is remarkable. When people are in real trouble, the most important thing to give them is hope.
President Biden and First Lady Jill touring hurricane damage in the town of Live Oak, Florida, where massive trees are down and homes destroyed in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia.
There's no hope like your neighbor walking across the street and see what they can do for you, or the local pastor or someone coming in and offering you help.
The area located between Tallahassee and Jacksonville. Now, the president did not meet with Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, the governor's office issuing a statement saying in these rural communities and so soon after impact, the security preparations alone that would go into setting up such a meeting would shut down ongoing recovery efforts. Instead, former Florida Governor Republican Senator Rick Scott greeting the Bidens. Governor DeSantis was in Dixie County in Horseshoe Beach, one of the hardest hit areas of the state, meeting with members of the National Guard and people who lost their homes. Tributes pouring in this Sunday morning as fans across the globe continue to pay tribute to the late Jimmy Buffett, who has passed away at the age of 76. Here's Key West Mayor Terry Johnson.
Jimmy Buffett had a profound effect on Key West and the Florida Keys. He projected our lifestyle to people from around the world, you know, live and let live.
TMZ reporting he was diagnosed with skin cancer 4 years ago that spread. Former New Mexico governor and U.N. ambassador Democrat Bill Richardson has died at the age of 75. He passed away at his home in Massachusetts. He served 2 terms as governor of New Mexico, and he was the first Hispanic person to hold that office. Outrage in New York City as police drones watch over Labor Day parties this holiday weekend. Some think it will crack down on crime. Others think it's an invasion of privacy. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
There is conflicting information. It is still unclear the number of people who are still missing in the massive Maui wildfire. USA's Jeremy Scott on the story.
385 people are still missing more than 3 weeks after the wildfire in Lahaina. Maui police and the FBI said half of those on the list last week were located. However, nearly as many names have since been added. Authorities say at least 115 people died in the fire. The names of 50 of those have been publicly released.
Some confusion with Siri when it comes to CPR.
A study released reveals that voice assistants frequently struggle when asked about CPR procedures. The research involved posing 8 questions to the assistants, simulating the questions a bystander might make during a cardiac arrest crisis. Most of the responses were, I don't know that one, or sorry, I don't understand. Surprisingly, out of the 32 responses, only 9 recommended calling 911. Some voice assistants directed users to online resources explaining CPR techniques, but only 12% of the 32 responses provided clear verbal instructions. I'm John Schaefer.
And USA's Jerry Barmash now with a look at sports.
Deion Sanders had a memorable head coaching debut for the University of Colorado, stunning 17th-ranked TCU for a come-from-behind victory Saturday, 45-42. TCU, you'll recall, was in the national championship a season ago.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.